had Earth been much farther away, the oceans would have frozen. In either case, life as we know it would not have evolved within the chemically rich liquid oceans. By a mechanism yet to be discovered, organic molecules transitioned to self-replicating life. Dominant in this primordial soup were the simple anaerobic bacteria, life that thrives and in an oxygen-empty environment that excretes chemically potent oxygen as one of its byproducts. These early single-celled organisms unwittingly transformed Earth's carbon dioxide-rich atmosphere into one with sufficient oxygen to allow aerobic organisms to emerge and dominate the oceans and land. These same oxygen atoms, normally found in pairs, O2, also combined with threes to form the ozone, O3, in the upper atmosphere, which serves as a shield that protects Earth's surface from most of the sun's molecule-hostile ultraviolet photons. We owe the remarkable diversity of life on Earth, and we presume elsewhere in the universe, to the cosmic abundance of carbon and the countless number of simple and complex molecules that contain it. There's no doubt about it. More varieties of carbon-based molecules exist than any other kinds of molecules combined. But life is fragile. Earth's occasional encounters with large, wayward comets and asteroids are formerly a common event, wrecks intermittent havoc upon our ecosystem. A mere 65 million years ago, less than 2% of Earth's past, a 10 trillion ton asteroid hit what is now the Yucatan Peninsula and obliterated more than 70% of Earth's flora and fauna, including all the famous outsized dinosaurs. Extinction, this ecological catastrophe, enabled our mammal ancestors to fill a freshly vacant niche rather than to continue to serve as hors d'oeuvres for T-Rex. One big-brained branch of these mammals, that which we call primates, evolved a genus and species, Homo sapiens, with sufficient intelligence to invent methods and tools of science and to deduce the origin and evolution of the universe. What happened before all of this? What happened before the beginning? Astrophysicists have no idea, or rather, our most creative ideas have little or no ground in experimental science. In response, some religious people assert with a tinge of righteousness that something must have started it all, a force greater than all others, a source from which everything issues, a prime mover. In the mind of such a person, that something is, of course, God. But what if the universe was always there, in a state of condition we have yet to identify? A multiverse, for instance, that continually births universes. Or what if the universe just popped into existence from nothing? Or what if everything we know and love were just a computer simulation rendered for entertainment by a super intelligent alien species? These philosophical fun ideas usually satisfy nobody. Nonetheless, they remind us that ignorance is the natural state of mind for a research scientist. People who believe they are ignorant or nothing have neither looked for nor stumbled upon the boundary between what is known and unknown in the universe. What we do know and what we can assert without further hesitation is that the universe had a beginning. The universe continues to evolve, and yes, every one of our bodies, atoms, is traceable to the Big Bang into thermonuclear furnaces within high-mass stars that exploded more than 5 billion years ago. We are stardust, brought to life and empowered by the universe to figure itself out, and we have only just begun. Part 1. Greatest story ever told.